huge structured database of resumes. So you can reach anyone there based on their experience level, the job title, the company they're working in, the industry they're working in, their interest groups that they're part of, their location, their educational qualifications, and many more parameters. But whosoever has advertised on LinkedIn knows that it's one of the most expensive mediums to advertise on. But why? So what's up everyone, it's me again, Kabir, with another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English. So you can use digital marketing technology to grow your business or yourself. So now let's get down to the question. Why is LinkedIn more expensive to advertise compared to other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google? Well, LinkedIn on an average is anywhere between, 5 to 10 times more expensive than running advertising on Facebook. Now, the way we measure that is typically on a CPM or cost per mil or cost per measure, which is basically the cost that you pay to reach about 1,000 people. That means what would be your cost to show your ad to about 1,000 people. That's your CPM. Now, personally, when I've run campaigns for my clients on Facebook, I could see the CPM as low as $0.5. So that's like about half a dollar for your ad to be shown to 1,000 people. And this cost can go all the way up to $30 per CPM, depending on the kind of audience you're targeting, the parameters that you choose, the demographics you choose, and the countries that you're advertising in. Some countries are more expensive to advertise in, and some countries are less expensive to advertise in. On the other hand, for LinkedIn, it's a lot more expensive than this also. So the range here can vary anywhere from $5 for CPM to about $200 per CPM, which means $5 to reach about 1,000 people to about $200 to reach about 1,000 people. Now, the first reason why this could be more expensive is because of the audience. You have a scalable audience of professionals on LinkedIn, whereas on other social media platforms, you have a mix of audiences, right? There could be professionals and non-professionals all mixed up. On LinkedIn, we have about 700 million active professionals on that platform. And these constitute, small business owners, entrepreneurs, executive leaders, managers, and professionals of all kinds. In experience level, they can be anywhere from entry level all the way up to CXOs. But many of these are, decision makers. That's why LinkedIn is considered a very good platform for B2B kind of business. In fact, LinkedIn as a social network has the largest collection of decision makers. B2B companies are obviously chasing this set of people to sell their products or their services to, right? So beyond the scalability, you have the effectiveness of being able to target with custom audiences. And so even though LinkedIn charges more to get in front of these audiences, advertisers are willing to pay more, thus making LinkedIn more expensive, but an effective medium for B2B. The second point I want to make is the intention. What do you do when you go on LinkedIn? Do you go on LinkedIn for the same reasons that you go on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or Facebook? People coming to LinkedIn come with a different intention. They are way more leaned in that they are looking at their personal career growth, or they're looking to strike partnerships in their business, or they're looking to connect with other peers in the industry. All in all, they mean business. And that further makes this audience attractive for people wanting to connect to do business. Think of it this way. When you are going to an entertainment show like a fair, you're socializing on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, or Twitter. But when you're going to an industry event like World Retail Technology Expo or some industry conference, where you're going to network with similar people, or a trade show, where you're going to network with similar people and want to strike business partnerships, then you are going to, or you're using something like LinkedIn, right? So can you feel the difference in the mindset and the intention in both these cases? This is the second reason for commanding the premium that LinkedIn ads command over other networks. You know, because they're getting people with a business mindset. Now, the third reason that LinkedIn is so expensive is the context. So what is the context? Are people talking about the new restaurant that opened next door? Or what's wrong with their life and, you know, all that gossip that's, you know, around the local elections? No, they are usually not discussing these things on LinkedIn. Where they're doing that, maybe on Facebook or Twitter or other social media platforms which blend with entertainment. So now, if you wanted to sell something, where would you want to run your ads? Around conversations where people mean business, or around conversations where people are talking trivia or want to be entertained, or worse, they actually don't want to talk about business at all because they want to stay away from it and relax. That's why they came to, you know, channels like Facebook or Insta. You don't want to run your ads to buy your product, turn up in the middle of a conversation thread talking about cousins' vacation plans, right? But that doesn't mean that people don't sell stuff through LinkedIn, through Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, etc. It's just that they sell different kind of products, right? Typically, LinkedIn works best for B2B kind of products. And it's not that people cannot talk trivia on LinkedIn, but what I'm seeing is that people don't tend to talk those things nearly as much, if at all, on LinkedIn as much they do on other social media platforms. So your ads are being shown in the trusted context in which people are in a business state of mind. If you are just running a $500 a month ad, or you are not investing a lot of money, you might not see that impact on LinkedIn. But for brands that are running a lot of money, they are very concerned, because that creates a certain brand sentiment. And if consumers are constantly seeing their ads in negative or wrong context, that can impact their brand. So these are some of the reasons why what makes LinkedIn attractive for B2B kind of ads, for B2B kind of connections, for people wanting to strike B2B deals. And when they are selling business to business products and want to connect with professionals and decision makers who are on the platform in the right state of, or the right frame of mind to conduct business. So I hope you are able to appreciate now that why LinkedIn ads are more expensive than the ads on some of the other social media platforms. So till then, next time, take care.